Hello, hello. This is Wade and Kelly, and we are coming in hot.
Hello. Hello.
All week we've been talking about movies and trying to pin down to one station that has really good movies, and we feel like Netflix is probably the best out of all the platforms.
Definitely. I mean, they're releasing new content like crazy.
And it's free, and it's so easy to navigate through. It's user-friendly, and
they have it down. And they have, and then like their original content's pretty cool too. Like they're not making B movies.
And they call it out when it's like suggestions for Kelly, and I'm like, ooh, that is a good.
That's a great suggestion.
For Kelly. Yes.
But you got to think too, like. Some of the platforms, they either just don't work, or they don't. They're just not user friendly, like at all. So you can't find anything, and it doesn't save your spot.
HBO Max.
Yeah,
we're gonna support David Chappelle right now because HBO Max sucks. Mm-hmm. They stole all his material.
He has COVID.
Yes, I hope he's okay.
Yeah, we're okay. He probably got like the super medication.
I hope so.
Yeah, it'll be good.
I haven't heard anything about it except from what you told me.
Mm-hmm. They're keeping it kind of low because they canceled those shows in Texas. Craziness. But what we did get a chance to watch, and this is from Disney Plus, one of our many platforms that we have to choose from. It's actually ridiculous at this point. we have so many. Was ability to watch two movies from Marvel or from DC.
One from DC, one from Marvel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And actually, no, this was from HBO Max.
But it was still DC.
DC.
DC, right? And HBO Max. That's right. Combined together.
Marvel is Disney. See, it's too many platforms.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Well, it's two different specific platforms, so we decided to watch Wonder Woman 1984, which was supposed to come out in the theaters in March 2020. I actually took off work to take my son, who was turning 12 at the time. And that was our plan. We were going to watch 1984 together. I was going to take them all to school for the day. Mm-hmm. It was a random Wednesday. Then COVID hit. And the theaters completely shut down. And 1984 didn't come out until Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
2020.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It was like crazy delayed. And then they were filming it. You know, that was a big property. But then, when you compare it to, and this is why I got confused for a blip, you compare it to Captain Marvel.
Mm.
That's Marvel, obviously.
I made that suggestion, by the way, for us to both watch those movies.
Yes. Yeah, that was a great suggestion. So you got the two different kind of dueling properties with their strong female superhero.
They were
leads.
Kind of the saviors to both of those
universes.
Kind of, yeah, to both of those universes. Without either of them, it would have been a problem.
Yeah, it would have been an issue.
Batman would have never beat Superman without Wonder Woman, ever.
Nah, she was able to go toe-to-toe.
In reality, there was no way even with Kryptonite.
So let's talk about Wonder Woman. Let's get into that.
Okay.
She's got two movies under her belt, but then Captain Marvel kind of has her own movie.
Three,
and
technically, because she was in Injustice too.
League.
Yeah. And Captain Marvel actually has three as well, because she was in
She was in her own movie.
She was in Endgame.
And then she was in Endgame. She has two so far, because she came in late.
I feel like she has three. There was another one that came after because she cut her hair short.
That was Endgame.
But there was a one before that. But
it was her movie.
But she was part of one before that.
The first part of Endgame?
Yeah.
I don't know if she was introduced yet. I don't know. Either way.
Yeah.
If she was, it wasn't memorable.
Yeah, it was. We talked about how she was made overpowered.
Yes. Okay, so let's start. Wonder Woman, Captain Marvel, in their respective cinematic universes, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can ask the question: who is not only more powerful but more believable with their powers? Comparing any movie that they've been in, what would you can see? What's your opinion? What do you think?
They are both huge powerhouses. Like, Wonder Woman is amazing. She's half God in that kind of realm. Mm-hmm. You know, she's Zeus is her father. She is like this prodigal
Amazonian.
Yeah. So she, and when she did, I have to say, like, that movie, it was so much leading up to it. It was kind of disappointing, but there were little nuggets that were really cool.
And like, when you're talking about 1984?
Yeah. Like, when she flew in the air and she did that Wonder Woman pose with her arm, I was like, oh my goodness, she's flying. And the kid, Tim, was like, I didn't know Wonder Woman could fly. She's like Superman. He was flipping out. He's like, when did you? I said,
that's the thing.
And when she did the invisible yes. Thing, the boys went nuts. They're like, why didn't she do
the invisible jet?
Mm-hmm.
It was a thing.
Mm-hmm. That was cool. You were flipping out when we were watching that together. You were like, oh my gosh, she's gonna do the invisible jet.
Because that's
you
from
said that.
That was from the Linda Carter one, the throwback.
And she was at the end. That was the best.
Yeah, spoilers, by the way.
Spoilers, yes, sorry.
All of our reviews.
She
are
looks
spoiler.
Amazing too.
Yeah, she looks pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, for you know, I mean, but she's always been like that. Like she's always kind of been around every once in a while and kind of pop in and stuff like that, which is cool. I think that,
like, what's his face from Marvel?
Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think Wonder Woman definitely got a major power boost in 1984. Meaning that she ditched the invisible jet, now she can straight up fly. Not because she's got to connect to lightning bolts. No, she just
can fly. But she did do that.
She can do that too, which is another thing. And then, you know, she literally went toe-to-toe with Superman. She took a she took a headbutt in the face from Superman twice.
Mm-hmm.
So whether he was holding back or not, I don't know, but it was hard enough that it drove her into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And she was kind of like, eh. And then when she was fighting the monster and ended up killing him in the Justice League movie, she was like all about it, like going into it. Plus she's like, what, like 500 years old or something? Like,
yeah.
She's like, yeah. She's like been around forever. So considering all that, she just keeps getting better. I mean, hey. But like, she's pretty powerful. Captain Marvel, okay? My question to you, did she earn it?
Honestly, I was not as familiar with Captain Marvel. So when she came at, when her, at the end of, not Endgame, but the movie before that, it was, when What's-His-Face turned everything into the purple guy.
Thanos?
Thanos. When he turned Thanos, when Thanos killed everybody, he killed Vision, everybody like dissipated and it was horrible.
And she came in out of nowhere?
Yeah, she came out of nowhere and I was like, okay. Is she going to save the day? Like, her symbol was at the end, as if she was going to come. She,
But she came in and, like, basically manhandled Thanos and took care of it, like, with ease.
Even the one guy who hangs out with Iron Man was like, where have you been this whole time?
Yes. And
she's like, I was handling other universes or some dud. Like, it was something.
It was, like, real, like, nonchalant. Yeah. And you think that all the Avengers and how powerful they are in Marvel, like in the comics proper, mm-hmm. were together, which was an awesome team up. And then she just kind of like strolls in and is like, okay, I'm gonna like throw up whatever she did. She did something that like threw like a, I don't know how she did something that was like crazy. And flying all over the place, shooting her laser beam.
Well, she came down. That episode that we're talking about is when she came down and she grabbed Thanos around the neck,
yeah.
and she put her legs around him and was trying to pull his helmet off, and Iron Man was hitting him too, mm-hmm. and Captain America was hit. They were all three attacking him at the same time. Mm-hmm. It was an amazing movie.
But yeah, but like, she's the one that changed it. Like when she got yeah. there, it changed.
Well, she was another element. To the equation. Yeah.
But it's like...
Same with Black Panther. He was amazing.
But see, with them, I felt like they were all built up. Mm-hmm. So, like, they earned...
Oh, and their just kind of came...
She just kind of yeah. strolled in with,
well,
like...
And her movie was after everything.
Which made it even yes. harder to deal with. Because then
and
you
then
find
they
it
made
out,
it and... with, like, 80s and 90s... what's it called?
Nostalgia.
No, not like nostalgia. It starts with an R. It was the style back then.
Oh, grunge?
Yes.
Yeah.
That not
was
like an
the,
R.
That
grunge.
Was the attitude.
Yes, and I just I never liked that.
D.H. Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah. I forgot he was like that, and then we watched.
I forgot he was even in it.
Yeah.
That's how, like, non-memorable that movie was. I didn't like the standalone Captain Marvel movie, if you can't tell. I didn't mind what she did in the Avengers movies, but still, I don't feel like she earned being part of the team and all the level of power that she
You don't
has.
Respect the relationship she had with Samuel Jackson. Like, she was the first Marvel person who actually hooked up with him. He was in the S.H.I.E.L.D. He had no idea about these special
they
powers.
Like super.
Yeah.
But I thought S.H.I.E.L.D. knew something about that.
They were suspicious, but she was the first person that he met.
To actually meet.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. But but it didn't... And he did have that pager that was just when he's the one that told her to come. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing. How... I know, is it like a Star Wars universe? Where it's like a galaxy far, far away where you're just not going to know literally like what's going on anywhere else? Or is it like, it doesn't seem like it's that far away because it seems like it's in the same, like you can still travel between there. Because I mean like think about yeah. it. She got there to Earth. I mean, I know she could fly fast probably and whatever. That's probably some crazy amount of speed. But still, she got there.
And she was in a little plane, I think. Yeah, because she jumped in the little pod and flew out.
And Guardians of the Galaxy know what's going on with Earth and like stuff like that. Like, they know.
I loved how they thought that
know?
That those aliens were so bad. And then come to find out the aliens were actually the good people.
They were good ones. Yeah.
And the whole sort of spoiler alert recommend seeing.
You have
depends.
To see.
I think you do
have
to
see it.
If you like Avengers and you like the story, I think you have to actually see it to follow along with the storyline. Just like some people didn't that I know
it
didn't
came
see
first.
What's his name with the guy that I love whose hair is like yours, Doctor Strange. A lot of people didn't watch Doctor Strange, and I'm like, Doctor Strange completely correlates with the entire Avengers story. Like, if you don't see it, you miss, like, a lot of really cool stuff.
And that whole aspect
like, that
Marvel
Asian
was,
guy
like,
that he has with him that does that thing, and they come out at the end, and it's like, holy crap. It's like not watching Black Panther and watching Endgame.
They all
you
had
can't watch not watch Black Panther and watch Endgame. You will never understand the significance of what happened.
That's why her solo movie should have came before that.
Yeah, that was a bad call on Marvel. I don't know why Spike Lee did that. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that would have been a whole different cinematic universe.
Oh my gosh. Yes, Spike it would have.
That would have been interesting, though.
Yes.
Yeah, it would have been. But that, I mean, that's for another podcast.
Yes.
But so, back to the original question. Considering who is more powerful? Two different cinematic universes. So I know it's apples and oranges, but in terms of abilities that they have, what they've achieved, what they've done, and the value that they bring to the group. So those are the criteria. I'm going to say, for me, I'm going to say that I have to give it to Wonder Woman. Because, and the reason why I say that is because longevity. She's been around forever, so she's extremely knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel, she was like in like a coma or something like that. Didn't even know who she was. So she's in a normal time frame. This lady, Wonder Woman, has longevity. So that's knowledge and respect. She knows a lot, very well-rounded with that in that regard. She can take a headbutt from Superman twice. That's impressive. Can fight gigantic monsters alongside of him. I think she actually cut his leg off or something at one point.
Oh my gosh, it was Batman versus Superman. That was insane. When Ben Affleck and her and Superman joined together to fight, who was it?
She took out the Nazis.
Yes. Who was the big monster that they fought together? It was
Doomsday.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was insane.
Yeah.
It just didn't. It was the alien from Superman.
Yeah.
Who Doomsday. Got? Yes, Doomsday. That's right. He did turn into Doomsday.
Yep. And that's what happened. And then she was legit in that. She showed up.
Yeah. She was amazing in that.
You know, she's got the shield. She has the sword. She can fly now. Connect and lightning bolts.
Make planes invisible.
Invisible planes.
But I think Captain America, personally.
Captain Marvel?
I mean Captain Marvel.
You're going Captain Marvel?
I think Captain Marvel would actually kick her ass.
Really?
Oops. I didn't mean to curse. Sorry. Kick her butt. Yes. Because I've seen Wonder Woman get kicked down by... Really? What's her face?
The cheetah?
Kristen, what's her name?
Well, she got powers or something.
Kristen Wiig. Really?
She got some kind of power.
She got taken down by Kristen Wiig. It was ridiculous. Like, you're gonna get taken down by Kristen Wiig? Mm-hmm. In a furry, like, leather, like, it was ridiculous. Captain Marvel never do that. And she's got those like electrical, like whatever they are.
Photons.
Yeah, that's like way beyond the future. And Wonder Woman's amazing. You know, I love the Amazon women and that whole like the way they fight. It's so cool. They're flipping on their horses and they got their bow and arrows. But what's his face? Totally annihilated them.
She has a future. She has futuristic stuff.
The dude with the horns.
Though. Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf came out and took them all out.
They weren't her though. She was special because she was half Zeus's kid, so that didn't count.
Yes, but she also has a weakness. She's also been in love. Captain Marvel has never been in love. Wonder Woman has a soft spot.
She lost her memory. So that's like almost like a handicap.
Oh, Captain Marvel, yeah.
Yes.
She lost her memory. That's right. Yeah, that was weird, that whole thing.
It was shoehorned.
I thought she was going to hook up with the girl that had the kid. I was like, what's going on? Like,
yeah, I thought something was very weird. It got a little awkward.
Yeah. It's like, who's that kid's father? Nobody's going to talk about it, but you guys are in all these, like, pictures together for years.
It was very strange. And you know, I don't know. I feel like she they had to make her overpowerful to get her in quickly. You know what I mean? Because even when she met Thanos the first time, she didn't kill him. She didn't stop anything, and then it ended up causing all the other problems. So it's like, even when you did show up, you still didn't do it right the first time. So you're not, like, all-powerful. Like, I give you that. Mm. But, like, I don't know. I think it would be a good... it would definitely be entertaining.
I would love to see Wonder Woman take on Thanos.
That would be awesome.
See what she would do to Thanos. Because Captain America... Captain Marvel... essentially took him out.
Pretty much. Like, she could overpower him. And Thor couldn't. And that's another point to you, though. Thor is technically supposed to be like a
Greek god. Supposed to be a god, yeah.
Like 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yes, his
and he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But then on the flip side, he took a dying star to the chest. How can you do that? But yet you can't beat Thanos, and then Captain Marvel comes in and is like putting him in a headlock and throwing him around.
Thor did beat Thanos. He cut his head off.
Well, he murked him.
Yeah.
But
he did get him eventually.
When Captain Marvel was holding him was holding him down.
Yeah. Yes, she was.
So that's an interesting contrast. So
I mean, who else would have held? As soon as he met her, he was like, "I like her."
But they said he's not to his full potential yet. Thor isn't. Because then he just got his lightning eyes and all that kind of stuff. He just got that. Ragnarok's a great movie. That's another
movie. Oh my gosh, that's such a good movie.
I love that movie. It's really
such
funny.
A good movie.
Such
I can,
a change of pace.
The guys who he was in jail with and they were fighting, the one guy who was like, "What's your name?" And he showed up at the
Fun
end.
Fact, you know who that is? The Rock guy?
No.
You know the Rock, you know when you're talking about the Rock guy? Taika Waititi.
Who's that?
He's the director of Jojo Rabbit and played Hitler in Jojo Rabbit.
Shut up.
He's the voice of that character.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact. No, but So
the rom-com I watched last night that Wade does not like rom-coms.
Talk about WandaVision. We're talking about Marvel.
Well, wait, before you say that, the rom-com that I watched last night, let me just tell you this out of random facts that's interesting. The woman who was the shopaholic, that's what it's called, Confessions of a Shopaholic. Highly recommend it for any woman who just wants something positive and cute to listen to. So, the woman who was the main character is dating or married to...
Is she Wonder Woman?
No. She's dating or married to that guy that we watched, the guy that made all the, what's his name? He's Jewish, and he's hilarious.
And I didn't see the movie, so I can't comment
on
it.
Yes, you showed it to me, and he made two movies, and I watched the second one with you, and it's called, it starts with a B. Oh, it's at the tip of my tongue. Borak.
Oh, Borak?
Yes.
Sacha Baron Cohen?
Yes. That was the main character of the movie I watched last night. His girlfriend. The redheaded chick.
Interesting.
Yeah. Kate called that out and I was like, "What?" And she's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "No." She's like, "Yeah." It's like, that's such an odd, like...
It is an interesting pair. He's actually, he's very interesting. Like, he's an interesting character if you read up about, like, some of his stuff.
Well, the only stuff I've known about him is what you showed me. So. From that and Kate saying that she was married to him, I'm like, what? That's such an odd couple.
He's very intelligent.
Yes, I would agree.
And
I could see how she would find him intriguing.
But he does all that. All the things he does are characters, which is like, that's what makes it funny. You got to see Ali G. That's hilarious.
Is it racist? That sounds racist.
No, he's just like, you got to see it. It's pretty funny. That's a good comedy. Anyway, so I think that was a good discussion, though. I think we both believe either way. Yeah, pros and cons.
Yes, it's interesting that you picked Wonder Woman and I picked
Captain Marvel. And then WandaVision's going on now. We're watching that. We'll have to get more into that as the series progresses because it's so odd. But we should just mention that that's going to be coming up soon.
You have to admit, some stuff in Wonder Woman was, the CGI was not at its best. Like,
well, they had problems with a lot of their movies, that's why. They
were in the beginning when they were all on the island with the Amazon women and they were jumping across the sticks, it was like, that looks so fake. It was just like, it just looked extra. Like, why did you do that? And then she had
their
legs
were moving too fast for the rate of speed that they were going, so it didn't look right. So it looked like their legs were moving at a regular pace.
And for it to be like that in the first part of the movie, it was like, really?
Yeah, they botched
that. And there was no reason for them to even have that as part of the movie.
They kept going backwards for no reason. I guess they were trying to get that theme together. That's like, you can't cheat to get to the end. You gotta take it.
But even so, that didn't make any sense. Like, it was just like...
I call it being intuitive.
She was,
She got the job done.
She learned her lesson when she was little, and then she learned her lesson again when she was older.
Oh, I'm not going to ignore this. I'm just not going to bask on it, though. The whole thing with the not Steve Trevor that in her mind turned into Steve Trevor that actually wasn't magic was weird.
And then she saw him again on the street, and he was the guy that Steve Trevor was... kind of like ghost, like Patrick Swayze taking
inside over. That was weird. Mm-hmm. And
remember at the end, and he was wearing the outfit.
Yeah. So my thing is, did that guy have a family? Did he lose it all? And if not,
obviously came back to life. He was at the end.
I'm saying he's walking around, so he has a life somewhere. He wasn't like a drifter. You know what I mean?
He obviously didn't have a wife. Going into his apartment, it looked like a bachelor's pad.
But he had a life. He had a job, probably. Yeah. He had an apartment, so like, well, he obviously lost had his job.
Where did he go?
I feel sorry. I want to hear that.
Did his employer ask? Yes.
I want to hear that guy's story.
Oh my gosh, that's so true. What is that guy's story?
How does he feel about this?
And I feel the same way about Captain Marvel. Like, what is the guy's story that was married to her best friend? Nothing. We don't hear anything about that.
You know, are they seeing this stuff unfold? And after the fact, they're thinking like, I was a part of that, but I was just like kind of dusted to the side.
Yeah.
You know, at some point. I don't know. See, it's like, I would call that like DC and Marvel the B-sides. It's like it's almost like Charlie Murphy's True Hollywood Story. It's what's their story?
Charlie Murphy.
Like, yo, some guy took over my body for like a week and I lost everything. Nobody apologized to me about it.
I was getting ready for work and I was like, Alexa, play Motown Hits. And she started playing Motown Hits and it was super. Ooh, she heard me. So she started playing Super Freak by
Rick James.
Rick James. Oh my gosh. That song was ridiculous. Don't take home to mother.
I party all the time with Rick James and Eddie Murphy. I think they're one of the classic gems that most people don't know about and nor should really know.
Yeah.
But it's hilarious to watch. And Eddie Murphy was so serious about it.
In his recording, when he was recording it, I remember it. He was like, party all the time. And his called him Darkness. Like, that is the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard of.
I wish they had a recording of him doing that, like, on it's probably on Eddie Murphy's album.
When he kicked Dave Chappelle, who was dressed as him, and he kicked him and his legs were all sprawled out, and Rick James described it exactly how he kicked him.
Bruce Lee Frost kick.
Oh my gosh, I lost it.
But the funny thing is behind it is that Charlie Murphy really did know karate from when he was in the military before he was doing Hollywood stuff. So he probably really did do that.
Yes, Rick James said.
He said he kicked him.
Yeah. And the thing about him rubbing his feet on the...
Digging into the couch?
Digging into the couch was real.
With his platform shoes on.
Like, rolling around. That's weird. And Eddie and Charlie beat him up at the same time.
They whipped his legs. You should do it. We should do a top 10 Chappelle skits episode. Mm. And talk about why, and we can each bring our own top 5 list.
Oh my gosh.
And then we could talk about it. That would be good for the next one.
I admittedly just started watching Chappelle's show in 2020. Never watched it before.
I have the DVDs. Okay, folks. Look out for new content, top 5 lists, new shows, new movies.
Yes.
As always, coming in hot. Thanks for joining, everyone.
Yes, have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye.